Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. I want to wish you and your family a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving Day. More than that, we want to wish you a blessed Thanksgiving every single day if you are a child of God. If you are a Christian today, Thanksgiving is more than a holiday. It's more than a one-day a year event to celebrate all the blessings we have here in America because of God's grace toward this country and all who dwell in it. Many people have forgotten that. But above and beyond that, as Christians, we clearly understand the reason for God's blessing is because of His great love for us and Jesus Christ's death in our behalf on the cross. That is something to celebrate 365 days a year. I want to add, every time we receive communion, whether it's quarterly or 6 months or at Christmas or some other occasions, or if it's the first Sunday, as we in particular do, He said, every time you do this, do it in remembrance of me, is to stimulate an attitude of gratitude constantly and consistently before the Lord, so that we can be always expressing gratitude to God for all of His blessings to us. I want to read a scripture that I believe will help us to maintain this attitude of gratitude 365 days a year. In fact, that should be our theme of our entire teaching today. If we want to put a title on it, it would be Celebrating Thanksgiving 365 days a year. Amen. Listen to Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2. You can read the whole thing because it has to do with God's grace and mercy and the benefits and blessings of His grace and mercy. It simply says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." And then He goes down the list of all the benefits and blessings that come from His mercy and His grace toward us. William Law offers these wise words. Listen to what he said. He said, "Who is the greatest saint in the world? Is it not he who prays most or fast most? Is it not he who gives most alms? Or is most eminent for his temperance, charity, or justice? It's not that," he says, "but it is he who is always thankful to God, who receives everything as an instance of God's goodness and has a heart ready to praise God for it." Praise the Lord. I can applaud that statement today. You see, the greatest saint is the one who sees God in everything and everywhere, who understands that circumstances are the fingerprints of God, and seeing Him in the best and the worst that life has to offer, gives thanks always in all things. So in his sermon on Psalm 103, Clovis Chappell says that on the west coast of England, there's the grave of a man who was much loved by all who knew him. When he died, these words were inscribed on his headstone: "Here lies a man who was satisfied with Jesus." And then he adds this benediction: "If that can be said of us, we have sufficient to make all of time and eternity one great Thanksgiving day." Praise God. Coming to Christ and having your sins forgiven, being reconciled to God that we might call Him Father and have the Holy Spirit, Abba Father, and have the Holy Spirit verify it. Hallelujah. When we do, praise God. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, what a privilege, what an opportunity. Every single day, we don't wait to see what the day holds, because we know who holds the day. Praise God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love Him and are the called according to His purpose. And there's no way to be thankful every day unless we understand this great truth and we celebrate that should transcend every other event in our life. And that is the day or night when we came to Christ as our Savior. God became our Heavenly Father. Heaven became our home. Praise God. While we're still living here upon the earth, we are citizens of the holy city. Our names are in the book of life. Praise God. Listen to the importance, just quickly, of maintaining a thankful heart. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Don't just run in and say, my name's Jimmy, I want all you'll give me. Not you, Jimmy. Don't worry about it. I haven't been listening to your prayers. Listen, there's a tendency to not express gratitude while we are praying for the privilege of praying to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, heretofore, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask that you might receive. For the Father, I do not say that I shall pray for you, for the Father himself loveth you. What an honor for God to acknowledge us as his sons and his daughters and to approach him as Jesus told us to do in the pattern prayer, often called the Lord's Prayer. Actually, they asked the Lord to teach them to pray, and he said, when you pray, pray like this. Preface it, begin it with this foundational truth, our Father, which art in heaven. Don't rush to the petition stage of prayer, dear friend, until you acknowledge the paternal privilege of prayer. I want to say hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? We're so anxious to get an answer because the need is so pressing. But stop before we go any further and thank God for the privilege of calling Him, the Creator of heaven and earth and the universe, calling Him our Heavenly Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that I can come to you in the name of Jesus and be assured that you will receive me. In everything, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen to Ephesians 5, verse 4, quickly. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. When we have gratitude to God in focus constantly, consistently. I love the way David put it in the Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. Listen to Romans 1, verse 21. It says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but were their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's how crucial thanksgiving is. Amen. Listen, Ephesians 5, verse 20. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, 7. Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace and to be thankful. Listen, before I go any further, in our previous Sunday morning service, one of the things I told the congregation there, as I'm speaking to this congregation here, many people come to me asking me about the will of God for their life. they want some kind of direction to how to discover God's will for their life, that they might live in that purpose. And I commend that. But I always begin by saying, listen, if you want to know God's will, let's find some of the things that are clearly delineated, clearly defined in Scripture, and begin by obeying the clearly delineated Word of God, clearly speaking the Word of God to us. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Start by obeying the will of God that is revealed clearly to us. Amen. Not trying to demystify some part of His purpose for our life that we don't yet get or understand. Start by gratefully, gladly obeying what is written. It's going to take discipline to be grateful when you've had a terrible, terrible day, when things have went sour and things have went south. This is that discipline that God is calling us to out of a deep devotion unto Him and ascribing to Him not some power in heaven and earth, but all power in heaven and earth, so that He is able to subdue everything unto Himself. And that's why the Scripture said, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose." And His purpose is revealed in the next verse that we don't always read nor heed. "For whom He did foreknow, He did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son." Hallelujah. That's why we can say, "Thank you, Lord, for all things, and thank you, Lord, in all things." Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians 3:17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Colossians 4, verse 2, "Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful." I hope you're not getting tired. God is reiterating in His Word that we need to maintain this attitude of gratitude, and we need to give thanks in everything, in all circumstances. And that's exactly where we're going next. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 2, listen, verse 1, "I urge then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone." Hebrews 12:28, "Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." But before even this reverence for God, it is required that we be thankful to God. That's why when we enter His gates, we're to enter His gates, according to Psalm 100, with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Further on, we read we're to enter His presence with singing. Hallelujah. Listen, when our hearts are filled with grateful gratitude, it'll lead to perpetual praise. Psalm 34, verse 1. This takes a commitment, by the way. This takes a discipline, but it's a discipline that is born out of devotion, not just emotion. Now, you may get highly emotional like Peter did. Peter was upset that somebody was going to betray Jesus, and he said, "Well, they may, but I won't. I won't. I won't." Dear friend of mine, listen carefully. Jesus said, listen, "You, before the cock crows in the morning, you will three times deny me." And He did just that. Let me tell you something, friend. It takes a commitment to follow Jesus. deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. But beyond discipline and commitment, it takes devotion to cause us to have that kind of commitment. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Ignoring this important principle in Scripture will bring us into a lifestyle of hit and miss, up and down, kind of a roller coaster experience. When we're on top, we praise him, we have high hallelujahs to him. But when we go down into the depths of depression, depths of oppression, depths of storm clouds in our life, then we forget the principle of thanksgiving. It is so important. It is so important. Two men were walking through a field, according to the story, one day when they spotted an enraged bull. Instantly, they darted toward the nearest fence. The storming bull followed in hot pursuit, and it was soon apparent they wouldn't make it. Terrified, one shouted to the other, "Put up a prayer, John. We're in for it." John answered, "I can't. I never made a public prayer in my life." "But you must," implored his companion. "The bull is gaining on us." "All right," panted John. "I'll say the only prayer I know, and the one my father used to repeat at the table. O Lord, for what we're about to receive, make us truly thankful." Friend of mine, we smile when we read that. God shouldn't have to make us thankful. I understand the principle here. Lord, help us to be thankful. We shouldn't need God to remind us to be thankful. We should remind God how thankful we truly are. Unthankfulness to God is described as approaching rebellion against God more than anything else. So although we can relate to it, even laughingly, let's admit the seriousness of this and understand that with all our talk about joy and desire to have the joy of the Lord, there will be no joy until we diagnose the terrible disease of unthankfulness, because it's that disease that swallows up our joy. Ingratitude and unthankfulness to God leads to sin and rebellion. Make no mistake about it, it's a great sin. Look at Romans chapter 1 as Paul describes the wicked and tells us why the world is in the state that it's in. It tells us that the human race wasn't made this way. Something terrible has happened. What was that something? Verse 25 of Romans chapter 1, it says they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served creature and created things rather than the Creator. That's what's wrong with us. Man puts himself in the center instead of God. That's what we have been saying. For since the creation, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Now that's mind-blowing, because it goes on to talk about idolatry. Next, second, not giving thanks is idolatry. Number one on the list of heinous sins is unthankfulness. And the second, idolatry. The third, perversion and sexual immorality. Number one on the list, unthankfulness. That's why I call unthankfulness a gateway sin that opens the door for a myriad of other sins. Number one on the list, unthankfulness. It stands out at the front when all the armies of sins come against us, when every sin raises its fist to do away with God. The general in command is unthankfulness. It leads us in pure, unadulterated rebellion against God. When they knew God, they would not acknowledge Him as God, worshiped and served creature more than Creator. Dear friend of mine, this is a very serious, serious sin. And Christians can be guilty of it, amen, because we put ourselves in that place where God is supposed to be in our life. We put ourselves on the throne. And when we don't get what we believe is requisite for us, when we pray and that prayer is not immediately answered, or we pray and God closes that door that He might open something better in His perfect will for us, sometimes we can become as unthankful, ungrateful as the world about us, because it's all about us and not about Him. You want to run this race without wavering? You want to run it full out till Jesus comes or we go to be with Him? Let's develop a consistent, grateful heart, and let's continually give God thanks in all things and for all things because of His goodness, His grace, His mercy, and because of what He's done for us when He gave us His Son. We have reason to praise God no matter what today. Hallelujah. Praise God. The last days are characterized by self-indulgent spirit, producing a generation of self-centered men and women. Instead of God-centered, among the evil fruit of self-love is unthankfulness. 2 Timothy 3, this know, verse 1 through 5, this know also that in the last days perilous times will come, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Therefore, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Friend of mine, it is so important today, if we're going to run this race with patience, we've got to maintain an attitude of gratitude toward the Lord. It's not enough to just have a communion service, the Eucharisto, which means the giving of thanks. It's not just a time to remember and say, poor Jesus, and pity Him on the cross. It's a time to be overflowing with thanksgiving to Him. Praise God. And it's not just at a communion service. It should be an everyday communion with God and with Christ, where we are giving Him gratitude, thanksgiving. What is the greatest gift we can give Him? The Scripture is very clear. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you offer your body. That means the whole of your being, dear saint. Your soul and your spirit are contained within your body. It's the whole of you. By the mercies of God, showing gratitude because of God's mercy and grace toward us. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you offer your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be no more conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might be able to prove what is that good and perfect, acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. We respond to His goodness to us by showing gratitude to Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I like Psalm 100, verse 1 through 5. It says, shout joyfully unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He that has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. So enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His mercy, His loving kindness is everlasting, His faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. We are told to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and run with perseverance the race that is set before us in the new covenant, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Consider Him that suffered such a great contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and faint in your own mind. You see, the decentralization of self allows us to keep God in His goodness, Christ in His grace, clearly in focus. When I'm tempted to complain, and believe me, I'm tempted to complain, I'm going to make a statement. I don't know you personally, but I believe you live in a fallen world, in a faulty body, and I believe that from time to time you will be tempted to complain too. Amen. And as long as Bobby Robert A. Venable, Pastor Venable, is on the throne of my life, it's going to cause me to be more prone to complain when things really go bad in my life. Amen. Instead of thank God for His promise to take it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, weave it into the fabric of His eternal purpose for me, and bring good out of what the devil meant for evil. Praise God. You got to know that. It doesn't say He will. It says, for we know. It's based on a knowledge of how God operates and how powerful and personal He is concerning us. He's able to take everything and subdue it to His own will. Praise God, even when the devil uses a weapon against us, He said, I'll take and use what he meant for evil, and I will bring my good in your life in spite of it. Praise God. That's why no weapon prospers. It's not because it's not formed and it's not utilized. It's because God overrules it and God overrides it. Praise God. We need to be thankful to this God who promises no matter what to bring good into our life. Praise God. I'm glad I know that, because if I didn't know it, I'd be one of the chief complainers on this planet. But I know God is at work, even when I am cast down, even when it looks like I'm being overwhelmed. God has a purpose, and if I keep my trust in Him by keeping my focus on Him, Jesus on the cross in my behalf, instead of me and what I'm going through, I can be thankful in spite of it. I'm going to tell you, the devil will never get a victory over a consistently thanksgiving saint of God, because we have God's goodness in focus instead of all our problems and our troubles. We have the cross in view and Christ on it in our behalf, and we refuse to let anything in the immediate sense transcend this great, wonderful blessing of having a Savior that was willing to go to the cross and to give Himself as a sacrifice on it, that we might be saved. Let's be thankful 365 days a year. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus, who suffered in our behalf, lest we become weary and faint-hearted. Because in this world, Jesus told us, without an exception, Christian, the greatest Christians in the world, the greatest people of faith in the world, are going to go through trials and tribulations. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Realize, dear saint of God, today, He overcame the world. This system that Satan heads up and influences, that is influencing everyone on this planet. The whole world lies in wickedness. And Jesus overcame in our behalf. The intention of the devil was to destroy Him on the cross. God's intention was to raise Him up and glorify Him and save you and me by that same cross. God takes what the enemy meant for evil, and didn't He use it for good? Eternal good, not immediate good, but eternal good. That's why saints that are under heavy burdens today around the world, threats of their life and persecution for their faith, can praise, honor, and glorify God. Instead of wringing their hands in despair and worry, they raise their hands, and the great Christian faith is verified. God is glorified, and that dear saint under the gun, hallelujah, is kept through these times of trial and test. And if they can praise Him under their circumstances, and so many are, we certainly here in America can praise Him under our circumstances. How about it today? By the grace of God, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. Dear friend, if you don't know Christ today as your Lord and your Heavenly Father as God, dear friend, you can know Him today. You have no reason to be grateful or thankful except that He's given His Son, and you can come to Christ as your Savior. But without Him, without that, the Scripture said you're without hope and without God in the world. It's a terrible place to be. Ungrateful, worshiping and served creature more than Creator. Ah, but that can change today. You can come to Christ and repent of your sin. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can be reconciled to God and call Him your Heavenly Father. And from that day, this day forward, you can be grateful for what God has given you in Jesus. And you can never look back upon that helpless, hopeless feeling that you had until you came to God through Jesus Christ. Come to Christ. Give Him thanks. Give Him glory. Bless His name. Live a life that says thank you every single day of it. And be ready for His coming. And be so glad, so glad that you came to know Him. And we're ready for His coming. Dear Christian, God loves you today. While we're enjoying that turkey, while we're enjoying the pumpkin pie, the celebration of the holiday, every single day, let's make it a Thanksgiving day to God in Jesus' name.